because the reason I think it's so difficult is because the beautiful new edition of the Rav Yoh by Rav Dablitsky asks in the Kasha with no teretz, and because I thought I had a possible mahalach, I wanted to go over with you again one more time. Again, if it's Simon Reish, you have it on me, and basically Gemara Daf Mem Ches from Alma Aleph going over to Amud Beis, and there seems to be an understanding here with the Rav Yoh that Atiki and Charati, where the Gemara makes a distinction on Mem Ches and Aleph with respect to Muchim Bakar, the stuffing of the pillow, it's the first time it's also this, and the next time it's Mutter, and that extends to questions which relate to Tfirah. And I read the words again from Rav Dablitsky one more time. He says, earlier at the beginning of this piece, the Rav Yoh's his basis over here is Atiki, as opposed to the Shtei Tfiros. What do you mean Shtei Tfiros? The Rav Yoh wrote, V'davka Shtofer Shtei Tfiros V'hainu B'charati Avol Nishpetu Hainu Atiki V'shor L'Akzir. It's based on the sugya and on Daf Mem Ches. Where is my mouse? That's the first time he quotes it. But that's true. But later on, much later, the Dafka B'Tofesh Shtei Tfiros V'Hainu B'Charati, that's an issue. Avon Nishmetu, Hainu Atiki V'Shar L'Avzira. Pilei Ploim, he says, who ever heard of this thing? Tfiros? You do Tfiros to depend on its Charati or Atiki? Who cares? Who cares? Only when it comes to the Easter of Makom HaPadash by a pillow, if you put the stuffing in the first time, it's Makom HaPadash. It wasn't a pillow before. And now, but if you put it the second time, it's nothing. It already was a pillow beforehand. How can that be? So he doesn't understand. What does Atiki do over here? Atiki is to put the stuffing into the pillow, not Tikkun Mon, as Rashi explains. Look at Topher. If you worry about Topher, how does it help that it's Atiki? He has no terrors. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Goyen Olam. Has no terrors. I need a cotton. I wanted to give a terrors. What was my terrors? My terrors was the nature of the discussion over here is the hefter that we call the hefter of shimush. We keep talking about it over and over again. You're using it, you're not making it. So you're allowed to open and close the door. We still going around. Because you're using it, you're not making it. Yeah, but the first time you put the door, you attach it with screws, whatever it is, onto the wall, you can't, I'm just using it. No! The first time, that's Easter of Bonet. So too over here, on both sides. It all depends on whether it's Atiki or Charati in terms of whether it's considered to be usage or not. If it's Atiki, then we can consider it to be in the category of usage.
What? How is
it usage? It's old hat. It's been sold before, right? It just goes back and forth, back and forth. The case he's talking about is a particular situation. Beged Machdash Neirosh Abnich Olenoi, Litloskach, the whole thing he's going about. The Harvard Suez, a whole bunch of different kinds of things. In some cases it's mutter, and some cases it's prohibited. And it's the only time it's prohibited in these kinds of cases is Becharati. But Nishmetu, it's Atiki. What do you mean? You can sew something? So the answer is it's not called sewing. It's just called restoring. Restoring. Something is considered restoring to the original status quo which it had before. And therefore, if it's called usage, it's not called the malacha of Topher and Korea back and forth. He's doing over 10 times. Topher, Korea, Topher, Korea, Topher. No. He's just using it. And he's using it. It's not Topher, it's not Korea. That's what he's trying to say.
He's not using it.
What does that
mean? Making it so that he can use it. It's like he's not like opening and shutting the door to use it. Like the shimush by opening and closing the door, you're actually using it. It's not like you're putting up the door so that you can use it later on.
Correct.
So in these cases also, like I don't really know.
Well, there are different cases over here. There's examples over here. Modchen Aratsua, he's like this. Eich anu mahatkinu, right? The next line. If you don't accept this Nakuda of Akiki versus Charati, look, in Lok, I feel below Nishmetu. Forget that the string fell out. It's a question that I put it back in or not. It's a Xeri, you may tie a knot. Forget about it. It didn't come out. Eichanu mahatkinu mokhin aritzua b'shabas likshir ha-metorah. And how can we tighten this in order to help put on this particular garment. Harmina the Parakla Godel. Hamotea Kushal Tfira Meshabbas. Chayav Chadas. How can you do it? It's tofer. Elohainu Tama. Shebet Tfira. Sheikha Tikun Litama Below Pirin. Adak Shenifrin Mahatmi Mechil Lamachavan Lutova Chutin Skaimbo. Havali Katova Mekora Bechayav. Called Tfir Yon Lios to call Shambu Nevis. But here, Victoria the Minnow. Mahatma Lefisha. And therefore it's permissible to do such a thing. Okay? And then he says, Vahainu Atiki. Why not Atiki? Because the first time you wouldn't be able to do it. The first thing you put the thing through would be considered establishing it as something which is, you know, later alternatively muhuduk and not muhuduk. But the first time you do it, it's not called usage, it's called creating the unit, which is then later on going to be tightened and loose in this case. Maybe. The details will go into later. You have many questions here, which I appreciate. But globally, what I'm saying is, and yes, it's true that at the end of the day, he says the reason is that tfiras ikur tikono litava belipi root. That's when it's here. But kol shamu dekis. Here, mahatul lefisho, and it's meant to be taken on and off, it's permissible. So who cares? No, the first time you do it, you're creating, it's like creating the door, which is meant to be open and closed. It's not a perfect analogy, I agree with you. But be patient. We'll get to some of the details a little later on. Because there are some, forgive the expression, loose ends hanging in this question. What's the case? I wrote a couple of sermons, we'll talk about it. We'll try to get to it as soon as we can. Okay? Rabosai, this is the first one that I just review again. Having said all this, it seems to me that the word lefisha over here that we find is not necessarily within 24 hours. It just means, it's meant to be taken up and down, back and around, all the time. This Rav Yo is found a little bit in different places, but since you have it on screen, it's not necessary to do anything to show it to you, because you have it right in front of you. You have it in front of you. Oh, now it's interesting, Rav Osai. Watch this. There's another citation here in the Rav Yo. Watch this. The Tanya Perek El Shor. Kosheris Isha Mafteya Haluka Bhut Safka Shall Piska Ritua Shamana Masando. Wait a minute. We thought this is especially unique really when it comes to kosher. If that's the case, what is this Kidatanya? Goes back to what we saw in the remember the Megillas Sefer we had to the Chiddush Nifla, that the unique thing of kosher is found in Kufnun Zayin. If you have an hour sugi kufir aleph, with what calls Pshita, remember that kasha? Pshita is because it's a din and kolam malachas kulam. These kinds of malachas. So therefore, that would be a riot to that yisod from this Rav Yo, who is comparing, what we're discussing, it's really makam patish fundamentally, that's what we're really talking about, but it has to do with the same general principle which is found over here in our sugi. Fine. Good. Rabosai. Let's go a little bit further. I wanted to tell you a number of other very, very important nekudas. Here in the, so almost over, in quotes over here. I'm not sure if it's here or not. It's a citation of the Rashbam. I'm not sure the Rashbam is here. It's quoted perhaps in the Ozeruah. Other similar sources that talk about the Baraka or Zeruah, which I have, but I gave short shrift, Rabosai, to the lashon of the Mordechai. Let's see the Mordechai itself. Let's get screen. Open up the Mordechai. Right. Tough Nun Zayin. We saw it yesterday. Went over too quickly yesterday. I apologize. I was trying to finish something. We have to chas. Very important. We saw Gemara yesterday on Afemcha Zechibu Vazein Ochibu. The most contrasting two cases. One had to do with Poseg Beis HaTzavar. One, something about the Chavis. Rashi and Tosfos, what the Chavis? I don't get to the Pratim of Chavis. We'll get to those as we go. It's a very critical sugya. But if you look at Agos Mordechai, Tov Nun Zayin, you'll see he quotes opposite Pshatim into what the words mean. Which case is which? I mean, that's really fundamental. Tov Nun Zayin. Okay, in our print, you'll find it on page Mem, column 2. He quotes the Riva, What did Rivo say? Beis atzava shem diskasha b'shas kvisoson matiros matir. Avon hoya tofer pi beis atzava. Okay, but she bedapkin aratzonim zuk shel minol. Also not gonna say mizeh. Shel vatzino chiluk ben tfira shel kayama tfira shel kayama. Raf yobiyot. I'm not sure. What tfira? Who's talking about tfira over here? Talking about makom patish. I don't mean it's milk of tfira. You're right. But if it's considered to be tougher, it's as if you knock out the original status and you brought it back to the before. In other words, if you have a base at Sabra and you open it and you sew it up completely sew it up to the last stitch. So it's history. You press the erase button on your computer. History. There was a base at Sabra. There's no more base at Sabra. Then I got to start from scratch. You'll be over back with Patnish all over again. That's how I read the words of the Rebo. Rabbeinu Yoel is matir. I feel a bit fearer. Why? Hole will allow the sky above. It's not meant to be there permanently. And quotes Klal Gadol, I think it should be Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Chen quotes the Rav Yoel, Mishum Rashbam. Umeforesh zeh chibur haposeach. What do you mean? What does that mean, zeh haposeach? At the base of Tzavah, okay, it's a zeh chibur. Zeh chibur means the originally made a beautiful garment, completely sewn from the very beginning, and it was never a hole punched through it. And I punched holes with the first time. That's considered a poseh beis atzavah. Zechibur yachayev shemakom bepatish. What's zeino chibur? The barrel. You have a barrel with a covering on the barrel, which seals the barrel called the magufa. The barrel was a barrel before you ever put the covering on it. And when you remove the covering, you're not creating a new kli which didn't exist before. It existed before. That's what's called. Because when you, this is the understanding of the Rav Yo. Ayin betoch almud means, as you said correctly later on. Let's read the next one after that. Okay, now, let's go straight just to make it clear. Habachad yabatiki pasach rashbat the ritzuas maktoren that we see that's what the Rav Yo is talking about. So this is similar to what we saw before in the Rav Yo. Now, it's not a chibur. Obviously, if poseach beis atzav is chibur, gufas chav is not a chibur. Hikshar abarim again. So. Mashmaim hoya chibur hoya osur v'kosha. Because in Perek, kol ha-kelim ain't binyan b'kelim. Ain't steer b'kelim. Upirish, I think the proper gearson should be, de'im, not raw. De'im, zechibur. I don't know, I'm not sure which gearson is right. I take it back. One of the two gearsons. Zechibur, pirish, v'kufa sachovis. That's chibur. What does chibur mean? Look at the word, the whole new pshat, radically different. Whole of enigma malachto. That means you completed the barrel. You completed the barrel. Once you complete the barrel, there can never be a makom patash. I never covered it before. Who cares? Covered it, didn't cover it. It's an irrelevancy. You completed the barrel. Va'afilu emiyatiz rosha. Not just you took off the cover. You slice off the top. Ein binyan b'kelim. Ve'en chayim eshem makom patash. Ki kvar nigma malachto. Rabbo said, it's called Gemara Malacha Makom HaPadash. He already finished the Malacha long before. Uposeach Rabosai Eino Chibur. What does that mean? The base at Tzavur. When you open it up, what are you dealing with? A garment. That garment is Eino Chibur. In what sense? You haven't completed it yet. You made a purely rectangular garment. You can't wear a rectangular garment. It serves no function. It can be a towel. But it's not a garment. Maybe a shawl. But it's not a garment which is meant for. Eino chibur mi shadayin lo nigma malachto. It's meant, we'll call the word tzitzis. It's meant to be tzitzis or a polo shirt. You have to have a beis atzavah. Shetzorach liftoch beis atzavah. Ukshav oseh ugomim malachto. V'chayam mishav makal pash. The exact opposite of Rashi. The exact opposite of Rashi. To the what's what? According to Rashi, zechibur refers to the rectangular garment, which mechubur means. It's one cloth. You punch a hole, cut out a hole, that's makom patash. Zeh no chibur means what, Rabbi Osai? Means the case of the Magufa Zachotz. Now, if you hold like Rashi, if you had a rectangular garment and you took out a hole and then you sew it up tight, so what? So who cares if you sewed it up tight? It's garnished. Because it was only chayav the zechibur. It was mamish one rectangular unit of cloth. But if you made a hole and then you sew it up for convenience sake, a laundering sake, whatever the sake, storage sake, it means meaningless. It didn't but mafkia the shame kli from it, and therefore if you undo it on Shabbos, it's no problem. According to Rashi's Gersa. But according to Gersas, not Gersas, Perish, the Riva, the Rav Magensa, or the Ra'am, whoever said it, the opposite. The case of Poser Beis HaTzavar, we say, Ze'eno Chibur. What means Ze'eno Chibur? Ze'eno Chibur, again, according to Rashi, Ze'eno Chibur refers to the Maguf HaSachavitz. Easy come, easy go. Not a problem. But according to the Rabbeinu Baruch Magensa, Ze'eno Chibur means just something different. He didn't finish it yet. He didn't finish it yet. But there's nothing in Shas Bavli which tells us what's the status of something which was finished and then sewn together. According to Rashi, is an implication, Zeh Chibur has to be mamish sewn all, completely sewn together, as opposed to Maguva Zechavas, which is Eno Chibur. According to the Rabbi Baruch Magensa, Zeh Chibur doesn't mean how tightly it's connected. Zeh Chibur means you finished it, for carrots, it's out the hokil. You finished the barrel already. That's called Chibur. And based on Tzavet, you didn't finish it yet. Zeh Eno Chibur. So it's arguable, not Mukhrach, but it's arguable that if you finished it and made the hole in it, but then you sewed it tight again, then maybe it's poka. Maybe it's poka, not the same. Otherwise, it would be compared to covering a barrel with something. No, there's no basis for that, because chibur and chibur is backwards. That's how I understood the kemshach. If you learned the Rabbeinu Baruch Magensa, there's no riot to Rashi's pshat and the parish of Rabbeinu Yoel, that it's mutter. I feel a bit sphere of all the kayam of it. There's no riot. And that's why the Rabbi Yoh understood that Zechibah is Poseach. Because then comes out that Ze'enachibah is Maguf HaZachavis, and Maguf HaZachavis is somewhat comparable to this case where he sewed it up again. That's how I understand the Hemshech of this Tuf Nun Zayin. Yes, sir?
So, the Rabbi Yoh is like Tosfos,
Rabbeinu
Tam
and
Tosfos?
No, I don't think so.
Poseach
Beis HaTzavar
is where it was already open and you sewed it back up.
Poseach Beis HaTzavar, who? That's the Riva. The Riva. Now, get the right. The first author of Tuf Nun Zayin is the Riva. He says you sewed it back up again, you chayev again. That's the Riva. Rav Yoh says no. Right? The Riva. Two different people.
But that's a different case though. That has to do with Kayama and Yenu.
I'm not explaining.
I'm talking about the case of Poseach Beis HaTzavar, where you make a hole, let's say you have like a...
And then you hold it, and then you sew it up again.
Yeah.
That's the case of the Riva. Let's read it together.
That's what Tosfos says is also the case of Poseach Beis HaTzavar, no?
Because Tosfos is Machmir. I think you're right. Like the Riva. Like the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh is Mekil. The Rav Yoh is Mekil in the show. The Riva is Machmir, if I have it straight.
Well, but the
Riva
is saying that it's also because of
Korea. I don't think so. Even the Riva agrees also Mishum Makav the Patish.
That's not what he's saying.
Yes, he's using the word Lomatzino Chilik Bein Tfira Shagama. It doesn't mean it's taught the Malach of Tofer, the Malach of Korea. It means once you sew it up, you'll Mavatl the original Shem Kli. Now you're the new Gemara Malach of Makav the Patish. That's how I read it. Because the whole sugya sounds like talking about Makam Apatish. Are you kidding? I have to admit that. The whole sugya is Makam Apatish.
So what's the question of the Rabbi Magansa and Rashi?
Let's read together. Rabbi Magansa against Rashi is Bekufa Zachavis, Ein O Chibur. Frek the Rabbi Magansa. If it would be Chibur, it would be Osir. What does that mean? That means if you break the barrel itself, which is obviously connected, it's all one big unit, it would be Osir. It's washed to be Osir. Ein Binyan Bekeim, and Tzir Bekeim.
Should be also because it's
makom patish. No, when you slice open a barrel, that's not makom patish. It's hard to imagine slicing open the barrel with a knife, pretending you're breaking the barrel.
And what's the comparison in the Gemara Memchas from tower to the barrel in the first place?
Very good. Excellent question. That's what's bothering the Tosfos a little bit. According to Rashi, it's very simple. You might have thought that you stuff the top of the barrel, right? That's as if, it's as if it was a barrel which was stuffed in the very beginning, and you compare the barrel to a piece of cloth when you never made a hole to put your neck. So therefore, the same way as you make a hole to put your neck, you're chayiv. You make a hole to get out the wine from the top of the barrel, should also be chayiv. That's the most kasha.
Because of what?
Makam b'papish.
I mean,
right. Rashi keeps saying makam b'papish.
If the barrel, and the answer is no, the barrel is...
There ain't no chibur. Why?
If it would have been chibur, it would have been makam b'papish.
Had it been a chibur, right.
But he's saying, no, ain't stir b'kela. What does that have to do with anything? Yes, so what's his question?
You're asking a question like this. What does he want from Rashi? The simple answer, Makam Patish. Right. The answer, I believe, is he doesn't think that slicing... hold on.
That's the whole Gemara.
Hold on. So let's go slow. Go slow.
That's even the Rambam's answer.
Slow. That's a good question. Abraham begins to ask against Rashi. Why should it be Osir? Ain't been yet mysterious with Caleb. The answer is obvious. Makam b'papish. Let's go further. So what did he answer? He says, his opposite shot. Zechibah means Megufa Sachomis. Hold the Mimalachto. There's no binyan with Caleb. And there's also no Makam b'papish. It was already finished. And Posech and Ochibur. Could not be Makam b'papish. So what do you want from poor Rashi? He'll give you exactly the same answer. Rashi, exactly the same answer. He wants to know if it would be chibur, it would be hasar. And the answer, he'll give you, Rashi gives the same answer you gave. Makam b'papish. That's a good question. I don't know. You hear what he's saying? What is the poor baruch answer from poor Rashi? Whatever you are baruch answer, Rashi will give you the same answer. Makam b'papish. I have to think about it again. You're asking, that's an excellent question. You have until tomorrow to think about it, or else you have to think about the sukkos. Tomorrow's the last chance to give the answer. Tomorrow, Mashir is at 10 o'clock. Okay. So, fine. Let's go a little bit further with this discussion. I appreciate the question. It's an excellent question. I appreciate all questions, even if they're not excellent, but especially the ones that are excellent. Excellent question. I have to think about it. I'm not sure. I got to think about it. It's a very, very good question. Oh. Here on both sides, if you look at the Maram or Zeruah, which you saw before, he says an expression, if it's nearer the Shetofel Isman, it's potter. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What's the fight over here? What's going on over here in this discussion? Here's like this. The Riva holds as follows. When you did this, what did you do? You were tofer pibes etzaver, you medabek haratzonim zug shalmino. The Riva says you're not allowed to undo it on Shabbos. Why may you not undo it on Shabbos? Why not? After all, you can unplug the top of the barrel. Here's the difference. In the case of the barrel, not only is it in reality, listen carefully, not only is it in reality what we call usage, shimush, but it's obvious just from looking at it that it's shimush. Because after all, it's a barrel is a cover, you take the cover off. It's not such a tight. It's obviously meant to be taken off and put back on again. Therefore, everybody uses foot. Even the Riva will agree that is foot. But if it's tied together so tight, either it's sewn together, it's stuck together with glue, it's not clear, it's not nikar that it's meant for a constant doing and undoing. Yes, you have in mind to do it and undo it, but it's not so nikar. And since it's not so nikar, therefore it is prohibited according to the Riva. According to Rashi and the Rav Yoh, the Rabbeinu Yoel, even if it's not so nikar, since in reality you glue it and unglue it, or you sew it and unsew it, back and forth, it's also considered to be in the category of shimush. And the Sefer Halicha Shabbos says, is the same machlokas straight through. Exactly the same machlokas Rabbi Osai when it comes to he the base yad. We can see it in two places. We can see it in the Hagos Mordechai, since we're here in Hagos, Perek Klal Gadol. Turn this to one page further. In Perek Klal Gadol. Here we go. Perek Klal Gadol. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Perek Klal Gadol. Watch this. Ra'a Kosav. We should be Rabbi Yo. The Dav, the different, we have on the side, Gimel. Okay, it goes back to Shin Samaches. The Davka Gabe Tfira She'ikir Tikuna Li Tafer B'li Pirud. Those words are coming straight from the Rabbi Yo, are they not? Did we see those words, Mamish? Rabbi Yo, how good your memory? Didn't we see those? Here it is. We found it. Guys. There, watch, see those words? Iker tikuna li par terribly period. Doesn't mean Ra'ah, it's Rav Yo. I guess it's also accurate. Rabbeinu Eliezer Halevi. We call Rabbeinu Eliezer Ben Yoel Halevi. Okay, take out the Ben Yoel, it's Rabbeinu Eliezer Halevi. It's not inaccurate. Okay, it's not, we don't call him that. But this is Ra'ah, it's really the Rav Yo. Okay, it's corner over here. Okay? V'atak shenifra v'mahatka v'chav v'lamtoch achot. There's some things on the bottom. Havitzvira gemura. Ava b'zro sayin. Utsidan, Shari, again, we have the original over here, so we don't have to worry about what's over there. Hatulifisha, Mutulanash and Tal Chut Bizrael, Sand of Utsidan, it's called something in French or German. I feel the Kasheswa, etc., etc. So this is what is a reference to the words of the Rav Yo. Does anyone argue with the Rav Yo? Who argues with the Rav Yo? So if you turn for a second, Rav Osai, to Simon Shin Samaches in the Mordechai, that's what he tells you on the bottom to look there. Shin Samaches in our edition is on page Chof Aleph. Okay. Kol Teh B'nei Odom HaRegil Litva Bote Yisrael Seh B'chutam V'Mashicha K'shepol She'atzah Mati Osam V'Marchiva K'shelo V'shatzah Mahadik HaTfirah K'shelo V'zeh Osam V'Shabbos. You want to say it's awesome. I'm calling Nekav Mukav Fear Shechalala Nekav Nira Mutter. Chiminik Noshim. They tie it. Vimshichos Lulos. Dolphin Aksonis Miminu Vismol. Quotes that then. And look at the Chidushan Shem. Shem. Oz Beis. Alva Rav Yochasa Dalka Gabe Tfira Sheikha Mitchun Li Tarbal Opirin. Adha Shinitva Mahakta Mechav Nimchos Atchut. Skaim Bahavale Ketova Mei Kora. Vechaya Nogamutu Noshim Toch Achut Mishra Oseyem. Vizidayem. Called prize in Belashan Ashkenaz, etc. So the Rav Yo is more makel than we have on top in Simon Shin Samaches, which maybe comes from Rabbeinu Peretz, they say. As the case may be, this machlokes, Rav Osai, is this the kudim? What does it mean? Is it, it's not nikar. Yes, it's meant to use back and forth, but it's not so nikar. Let's take a look, Rav Osai, in Shin Chav Beis in the Mordechai. Another machlokes, which we've already seen. Shin Chav Beis is a similar discussion. Shin Chav Beis, Rav Osai, please. In our edition, should be page Tes Zayin. Okay. Chen Pirish Rashi, B'kan Yesh Lochiach, Shemutel Istor Stimaz Kiyatanam, Shestomim Erev Shabbos, V'Doma Lohod Aminu Perk Chavis, etc. That's what some say. Does everyone agree to that? Does everyone agree to that, to what it says over here? No. Take a look over here, he says, in the big day Yesha, La Fukim Yipirish Ram, the Kamon Bagos of Kufa intensive Master Ram that we just had over here, Rabbeinu Baruch, they called Ram, Deim. But the Machloek is the same thing. What happened? You covered it up with plaster. Yes, you intend to undo it tomorrow for the Cholim. But it's not so neeker from the what you're actually doing. How do we pass it in the Shaila? How do we pass it in the Shaila, Rabbi Osai? The problem is, if you look in Simon Shin Mem, Siv Zayin, it looks like it's a Chumrah. Take a look at both set together. Shin Mem, please open your Mishnah Brewer. Shin Mem, Siv Zayin. Please take a look. Shin Mem, Siv Zayin. Is this case? Shin Mem, Siv Zayin. Shin Mem Siv Zayin. Osam Shemahatkin Abgodim Sodom Zerol Seyem. Ide Achut Shemosin also Mishadek. Also the Moschol and Kenya Yunikovim Rechovim Tas Uvutukonim Betzvira Beigel. Is it be passing the Chubba de Gashita? Turu B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz Umorachai Peretz Zayin B'Shabbat Agos, etc. Against the Mekilin. Passing the Chubba. The Darkei Moshe is Mekil. But he seemed to have a failure of nerve. And the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah didn't say boo. Didn't say boo. So over here he is, sounds like he's greased to the Chumrah of the Mechaber over here in Simon Shin Mem, Sim Zayin. This is exactly the case. It's meant for Shimush, but it's not completely clear from the just from looking at it that it's meant for Shimush. And that's why the Mechaber seems to be Machmir on this very Shiloh. Okay? That's a serious question. The problem, of course, becomes in all the other places we're making in the Shiloh. Where we make in the Shiloh? Take, for example, Shin Yud Zayin. Okay, I'm both saying Shin Yud Zayin. Let me show you. I want to read you a very nice piece. I'll read it to you from this beautiful Sefer, Halichos Shabbos. Those ones will go later on. It's on page Ayin Reish. They don't want to call it Ra, they just switch it around. Ayin Reish. It comes right before Reish Ayin Aleph. Yes, he's looking for Ayin Reish. Okay? He wants to know why is the Mechaba Machman Shin Mem Siv Zayin? And he said before in the previous page, it's all one big machlokas. One big machlokas. Hagdoras Maisa Shimush. Bechibur is Kazer Shasidim Lesosu Beshimusho. Imchosid Maisha Shimush. Or no, it's Avkok, Vavkosa Chashuvim Malacha. It's a Machlokas by Beis HaTzavar, right? So we, those who are asking Beis HaTzavar, if you've tried it again, that's the Rivosh Shita, they're Machmir. And those who are Mekel by Beis HaTzavar, it's not a Chibur, they call it to be Shimush. How do we pass in Halacha, Rabosai? In Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel, Rabosai give a look. Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel. Matir Beis HaTzavah Mikesh Ekshar HaKoveis Shinekesh HaKayama. The fish. The Mechaber is Mekil. The Mechaber is Mekil. Okay? Now, what happens in a case with Tofer, 2 days in Ramah, what's the bottom line? Ein Lahat L'Refnei Amoritz. So what does that mean? Is it Osir or Mutar, Rabosai? Come on. Mutar, without an Amoritz. So how do you reconcile Shin Yud Zayin? Ein Echaname, the Ramah himself was Mekil in Darkei Moshe, in Simon Shin Mem, and not Charlie. Maybe, can we get Darkei Moshe here? I just want to show it to you. You shouldn't think it's taken on faith. It's under Twist Tour. Tour of Shulchan Aruch. For Shiatu. Darkei Moshe Akotzitu. Aruch Chaim. Take a look. Hope you'll be able to find it soon. Here we go. Hagos Mordechai, a leather a lady, the Rabbi Yoh, Kosa the Dafka Gabi Yav Tfiro, so she can she calls the Tilgo Pirut. Achim Shemoseh Hachut, this kind of have a lake to be made Koro. Chen Anoshim, Mutoros, Limtoa, Hachut, Zuseen, to the Kosh Shosh and Kosh Gayoma. Beis Yoysis shows Lech Mishem of Kedivri Harak, Rabbi Yoh Peretz. Nogu Lahokel, Kedivri Hagos, Chen Kosaf to the El, Shin Yud Zayin. Why did he say anything over here in Reish and Shin Mem? Maybe he said, I already said it in Shin Yud Zayin. He said, Bechei Kosafti. Have to say it again? You can't figure it out, guys? I already said it 23 simanim ago. That's what some say. I'll say, come on, man. You should have said it over here again. He writes over here on page I enraged like this. Listen carefully. Do what he says. He writes, Efshel L'chalik. Watch this. Tehiduk beis yad ein bo hechreach lipsichoso. Shekein ein ha-shimush machriach shinuyo Upamim af nisher behiduka lo heter. And he quotes the Urayim Reish Hayin Dalet. Umadam motzi bo haTorah ein zechoshev keachreach shimush. But min alayim o begodam an eftorah mayadei uman da shimush machriach behiduka. Rabbi say, the guy in the laundry, he tied it up, he sewed it up like this. I can't put it on. It's like, the guy tied my shoes and stuck them with glue. If I don't stick, I can't put on my shoes. If it's mandatory, impossible otherwise, indispensable, that's called shimush, which is matrim. The case of shin mem, it's not so indispensable. You want to make a little tie, a little loose. You can leave it that way. Rabbi Sai, there are many people that have their garments and they leave it the same. They don't gain weight, they don't lose weight. They leave it the same for a year. That's why the Rambam didn't want to be matrim and shin mem, even though he's matrim and shin yud. I think it's a beautiful lens. Beautiful, beautiful lens. Beautiful. This explains. If it's machriach, hashimush machriach need to go, then it's chibush shel shimush, not shel kviyas. But if it's not machriach, even though you do it occasionally, that's a lower level. And the Rambam was the maker of the Akei Moshe, but in the Hagos and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Men, he left it out. I think that's the correct answer to this theory. There are other answers that are given. Kriya, Korea versus Topher. That's a shvacha answer. Shvacha answer. I think it's the best answer. Best answer to this question. Rabosai, this is the Yisod. Now, that's already 2 o'clock, I felt we have to start talking about the next topic, finally. And I brought in some samples. Rabbi. Oh, still stop. We tried it this morning in the house. It's been stuck this way for many hours before 9 o'clock. Comes out, stick it on again. I lost it, I think. It's very schwach. It's, there are many different ways to, not to skin a cat, but to diaper a baby. I have to tell you that my children were born, oldest ones, we still had cloth diapers with safety pins. You've never in your life seen that. Never. By the time the next ones rolled around, it was really, no one used that anymore. So we're really using these disposables, and it comes to many gilgulim. Okay? Can you use it on Shabbat? That's the question. You cannot imagine how many gallons of ink have been spilled on this question, whether you're allowed to use this on Shabbat. Let's say if I showed the Torah of Malachas, he has 20 different shuvas. All gedolim had a way, it's an issue, it's a serious issue. It's everybody wrote about it. Some say Osa, some say Mutta, some say this, some say that. Let's just talk about it a little bit. Maybe on Sukkot you'll be with your family, they have little babies using these things. You'll be intelligent. Say, well, I know a little bit about this, I know a little bit. A little knowledge is dangerous, but maybe by tomorrow a little bit more. But let's analyze and see what it says in the post. And why, and if so, why so? It's like this. First question. Before you start, you buy this in the store. If you buy it in the store, there is a piece of adhesive which is attached to this. It was made in the factory like this. And then when you buy it, you go, if it's been that way, it could be that way for a day, a week, a month, a year, hasn't lost its stick. It's like a Band-Aid. The closer you come to these things is Band-Aids. If you buy, if you need a cut, you have a Band-Aid, right? So you go, you open it up, and it's thick. How come it loses its stick? It's been there for a year. What's the answer, Rosai? It was on a tab of some sort, which enables it to maintain its adhesive quality for a year, 10 years. So you're allowed to separate that. First question. We have a fair look at Shulchan Aruch. It should be an Isak Gomer. The Rambam writes, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch here, Shin Mem Sif Yudalit. Give a look. Shin Mem Sif Yudalit. Hamedabek niyoros aoros bekolna shel sof bechelzibo, as it told us, tovah v'chayev. Chen mefarek niyoros tevukim, aoros tevukim. Lo nizkav v'chav b'vad, how is it told us, korea v'chayev, rebbeinu shel olam, chas v'sholom, it'd be chayev d'oraisa. That's what you've done. You separated two papers that were adhered to each other with glue. How do you do that? Very ridiculous problem. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it? So, number one, Rabbi Yossi was going to call it shimush. You can't use a diaper if you don't detach the adhesive piece from the tab which has been on for the last week, month, year, or 10 years. Can't use it. It's called shimush. Follow me? Now remember, Rabbi Yossi, it had been detached. It was attached in the factory. Now you're detaching it a second time. It's we'll call it atiki in that sense. So then it's called shimush. Number two, another svarot to be maker. We consider the paper to be secondary, a bottle to the diaper itself, to the diaper to itself. Like you have in Beit HaDaflam and Alba, it's chosama shebekelim. No, we say korea, because the chevel, the string, is bottled to the guf hakli. Here too, the adhesive part is bottled to the disposable diaper. Number three, Rabbi Yossi, it's very easy to take it off and on. It's meant to be taken. You don't want the baby to sit there for whether they're a diaper. It's meant to be pulled out very, very easily. Very easily. And in that kind of a case, it's not a doraisa. At most, it's a derabonon. It's not really adhered tightly. And over here, where it's niker, that's made for shimush only, as we just said in the fourth book, that was the whole part for me from a minute ago. Here in Shin Mem, Siv Zion, the Mechaber's Machmir, because it's not so. Excuse me. In the case, there's a Machlok, where it's not so niker that it's used for shimush. The Machlok is the Rivah and the others. Where it's niker itself, it's obvious. It's a weak adhesive. It's not a diaper, it's disposable. Obviously it's going to be used for shimush. That's why there are reasons to be made to remove it in the first place. I maka patish? No, as I said to you before. It was already before in the factory they stuck it on, it would have been unstuck. At that point in time, if a baby was wet, okay, no problem, pick it off the assembly line before the next clop comes and adheres it. And put it on the baby. It already was usable on both sides. But when it was usable, it's not considered to be a makeh bipatish. That's all. Poshup shot is that way. Take a look at Rabosai in Mishnah Brura. Shin Yud Zayin, Rabosai. Sivkoton Chof Gimel. Give a look. Mishnah Brura. Shin Yud Zayin. Sivkoton Chof Gimel. What does it say? Let's read it together. Ukshara betov. I told you before in the Mordechai, I'm trying to ask Mishim Korea, ask Mishim Tikun Mona. Okay? And the question over here is it Mutter, is it Oster, etc., etc.? What does Yamshul Shlomo say? Dak Shakosar Chosar Ha'uman Ukshars on the Nate. Shark Shiva Shari. Right? Because when Uman, he puts it together again, it's Makab Patish, it's Gemar Malacha. Okay, otherwise, if there's ready Nigmar, no Mamatab Pakash later on. So here too, it's such a Shvacha connection, it's nothing. I have a Kasha, by the way, on Sivkot and Chav Hei in the Mishnah Berurah. What does it say over there? Luchen Osman Natek Olachtoch, why? Hatam Nirim Mishum Davi Choshev Korea Manasat Take. No! No, it's Makab Patish. Why do you use the expression? It's Makab Patish. He contradicts himself. Before he calls it Makab Patish. Here he's calling it Korea Manasatake. I don't understand why in Chav Hei he changed the Amalokha from Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel I thought was correct. I'm just letting you know I have a kasha. If you have a teresh, you'll let me know. I don't have a teresh in this kasha right now. If you have a teresh on both sides, you will let me know. Oh. That's as far as both sides. Listen carefully, please. You're not going to say it's Makab Patish, because when you covered it, when you had the adhesive and you put the tab there, all that's doing is preserving it. Preserving its adhesive quality. That's all. Adhesive quality. I'll say it's been there for a long time. Take a look at Sivkot and Chof Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Enekah Shekayama, Shein Osleskayim, Rak Ad Shikachenu Habalabayas Lebeso. And some require that day. So the Poshim Pshat is, the first day is the Levush. We read the Levush's Lashon yesterday. So whatever is made to be undone, when you get it and you use it, that's Mutter. He quotes over here, Yirei Shamayim, it's unbelievable. A Yirei Shamayim should worry about the task. And moreover, this is worse than the Levush's case. What happened in the Levush's case? You have a case, a guy does the laundry. And what does he do in the laundry? The guy in the laundromat, what does he do? He ties it. Now, it's true, we have no idea when it's going to be picked up and when it's going to be worn. Right? I took your t-shirt, whatever it is, and I was had those. I've seen those shirts they have. It's Bnei Akiva shirts used to be that way, no?
Yeah.
They still have those like that? They come with a this and a knot. I'll say you send your Bnei Akiva shirt into the laundry. He cleans it on Monday. He has no idea when you're going to pick it up or when you're going to wear it. It could last for who knows how long. But it is possible that you clean it on Monday, you're going to come right away Tuesday morning bright and early, take it home and put it on right away. We call it Tilboshet, it's called. So yeah, I forgot. Tilboshet. See, yeah, it's possible. It's not crazy. As opposed to this, when they made this in the factory, what are the chances that within 24 hours, someone's going to come along and buy it and put on a baby? According to the present distribution system, impossible. Because the factory makes it, sends it to a wholesaler, sends it to a retailer, sends it to a distributor. It tells you to probably 2 weeks to get your hands on it. So that's why some say this is worse than the case of the Levush. So you raise your mind because then every Friday, oh, I'm going to need 10 diapers for my baby to shower. Okay, go to 10 diapers. Unstick him and stick him right back. The 10 different diapers. This way, you can't say he's detaching the Yoros Tzvukim from a year ago. He's doing the Yoros Tzvukim from yesterday. It gets a little bit, you know, Shabbos is 25 hours. It's a little bit of a problem. Oh, I'm not going to change the baby in Ben HaShemosh to Motzei Shabbos because the last time I took it out was 24 hours ago. That's a Hasidish Shtus, if you ask me. But that's what he says. Yirei Shemayim should do that. Okay, well, it's Yirei Shemayim. I'm not going to stop him. But the Parsha Pshat that the Kul Levush applies in this area as well. But here's the next problem. Yeah.
The second part that Rebbe mentioned earlier about it being a smaller part of a small part. Does that apply to Band-Aids? Because Band-Aid mostly is the adhesive.
No, you're right. That would not apply to a Band-Aid. That's what not apply. Yeah.
On the diapers itself, though, the factory workers can take finished diapers home.
Is that true?
Why wouldn't it be true? Let's say there are diapers that they don't decide to sell.
You have a very romantic view of factories.
You don't think they get to take any that they're not selling?
If I had a guess, say if they caught a guy with that, they'd probably fire him.
The ones that they're throwing out?
Imperfect.
Yeah.
The good ones will say we have a 99.999% perfection rate. We're not going to throw any. I don't know enough about the factories. Go on the internet, you'll find out about these factories, and you'll there are various companies, big companies. Now, the big problem now is okay. So it's mutter to undo it on Friday on Shabbos. Now I put the baby in here. Put the baby in. Okay. So now what do I want to do? I want to close this like this. Keep the diaper snugly in place so the baby. This is a problem. Why is it a problem? How long is this going to last? How long is this going to last?
I don't know.
Max. We're talking about diaper babies. How long is it going to last?
Yeah.
A few hours. What's the problem? Here's the problem. In some diapers, when you stick it on, it's so tight. When you pull it off, you try to pull it off, it won't come. It's going to take off not only the tape which you just put there 3 hours ago, it's going to pull off part of the paper which has been there for the last 3 years or 3 months. Who has experience in diaper babies? Is that true? I'm told that nowadays it's not so true anymore. They make it, like for example, this kind of material they make special that you can pull it off. Nothing comes off of this. This should be hefty gum, a complete hefty. Doesn't stick.
Cloth is gumming up.
What?
Some cloth is gumming up.
Nah, it's No nikar klal. You can't know the difference. In the old days, it wasn't that way. So let's say, so the new days, this is hetagam. But the old days, when it pulled off some of the paper with it. Yes?
That's the kulei alma. If it like comes off completely, then it's hetagama.
Why not? It's shimush. We use the word shimush for it. And it's temporary. I don't see why it should be us. I can't see any reason to ask this. I can see a reason to ask it, pull it off the thing in the first place. It was there for a year. You want to be Yerei Shemayim? You can what? You can do it on Friday. Or if you don't want to be such a big Yerei Shemayim, you can take it off for Shinui. So you're allowed to take off 30 diapers before Aaron Erev Rosh Hashanah. It'll last you for 3 days.
So Bob, I was asking, is the fact that it doesn't pull off at all, right? It's not like really, it doesn't tear anything off. Like
right.
It comes off cleanly.
Right.
So is that, like, I'm saying, is that a complete heter? Like, you don't need the other sparrows?
No, it's only a heter, I'm saying, if it's going to be for a short period of time. I'm not going to go beyond the day. But there's never going to be for a whole day. That's what I'm suggesting. I thought you had the gummer. This kind of a case.
So like in other situations where you would have a similar case, like if you tame something.
I don't like using the post-its. If you have the post-it in front of the books,
right.
I don't like, because that could be there for a year.
What about
pre-peel? All of the post-its like this in some way.
Sure. Like, do you
feel
the Shnei Mikra, you know, they use
the post-its. I don't care the Shnei Mikra. I'm against it. I'm not against Shnei Mikra. I'm against, the post-its. Yeah. All these are excellent questions. So now Rabbi said, hold on slowly. So if it comes off right away, one way or the other, I thought it's het begamer, Rabbi Osai. It's only meant, right, to be used for the very, very temporary. It's nikar, right? It's. I thought it should be no problem in this kind of a situation. Oh, hold on. There are machmir on this too. What's that? On Erev Shabbos, take it off, put it back on, and take it off again, and put it back on the pad. That's a wild chumrah. He suggested it, the Sefer. That's really going too far. Too far. Now, the problem is, in the olden days, when it would stay on and you really couldn't pull it off and pull the paper off. There he says, try to avoid using it, because you can't pull it off. I don't know if that's true. Even in the bad old days, when I was diapering many, many babies, Baruch Hashem, including many, many on Shabbos, it's true that it would often pull off some of the paper with it. I'm not denying that fact. Was it what they call a psik resha? That every single time I diapered a baby and I tried to pull off the tape, it never came off clean? That's not true. We have some people who diapered a baby more recent months. What do you think? Sometimes it came off clean, huh? What do you say? Remember? Forgot already.
When I used to do it, they used to come off the paper.
It ripped some of the paper off. Every single time, 100% of the time?
Frequently.
No, I know it's frequent. But I want to say as follows. I'm putting it like this. I would like to do it in a way to come off clean. It's neater that way. LMI, I'm not such an expert in doing the way. If I do it too loose, my wife will scream at me. What kind of diaper job did you do? The baby could have kicked off the diaper. What did you do over here? So I'm trying to do it in a way that it's going to be okay, but I ain't a miscavant to make it so tight that it's going to rip off the paper. Not a psik ratio. So I thought it should be mutter even in that kind of existence. It's ain't a miscavant, not a psik ratio. That's what I thought. Even in that case, should be permissible. Oh. But now the next question. Who cares that, let's say I'm going to put this thing on, watch this. I put it on like this, and it's 100% guaranteed it's going to adhere to the paper, and when I pull it off, the paper's going to come with it. It's all going to the garbage. It's all going to the garbage in a few hours. It's all going to the garbage. So why should it be a problem? Remember we spoke about this before, with the concept of kosher, the Maril Diskin, with the Rashi and Sukkot, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. With the Rivashim and Kufcha Beis, we spoke about that already. So therefore, it's not so simple. Not so simple. It's Shimusho. It's called Shimusho. Well, maybe it only works by the Tefillah of the Kofsim, which is a tefira kalusha, as the Arzeruah said in Siman Samaches, Shetofin Ma'at Samach Lebeis Hatzava. And the Rashbam's lashon is Shetofer Ma'at. My opinion is also tough about it. I can once in a while pull it off. So I'm noted to be making the shayla completely. Then the next shayla. If you want to be a machmir, watch this now. But what do you do now? On Friday, an hour before Shabbos, they put on a disposable diaper. And now it's come Shabbos. Can you take it off? You say, no. Maybe you should wallow in the diaper a whole 25 hours. You can't take it off. Well, then we can be making. Why? Thank you, forgive the comparison. Or I'll play a chavis. We saw your lad, if you have a barrel full of wine and it's a leather covering on it, you're allowed to slice the leather open. So before you tosef the beitz, it's called in Shulchan Aruch in Mishnah Brura here. That's what's called Sikas Tolish, some call it. It's bottle to the ochel. Here it's bottle to the child. It has no independent chashivas. More than that, there's a cooler of Osai in the B'alacha Shin Yudalat Sifches. Look at this one now. Shin Yudalat Sifches, how should you call it? A parenthetical cooler. It's in parentheses, it's in brackets. Fascinating cooler it's a fascinating cooler. Shin Yudalat Sifches Chosolos, in brackets. The Ein Shayach Lesser Machmas Korea Gufa. To us, the Rabbanon, I feel we shall all have lit for. Why? The ain't shayach shame zeh el bekriyas habeged the shayach bo korea manas lit for. Ulochi gazrinon, I feel we shall all have lit for. Mashenken bezeh. If I take a chut and I cut it, it says I cut a string. That's not korea, because it's not shayach to sew it together. And you get tired, you can't sew it together. Whenever you can't sew it together. We don't. There's no Easter of Korea in the first place. So here too, he says a similar svara. When you take this thing off the baby, the dirty diaper, you're not going to say what got in the first place. I have big questions about this because of what Mordechai just said. We'll come back to it in a second. That's what he suggests. This be halacha. Okay, Rabbi say, watch. My problem is. He himself says in the same page, this is very serious. This, I think, is maybe in some ways the most serious of all. I'm reading to you from what he says over here, fascinating. Listen to this now. Watch this. Excuse me a second. Oh. Chitul zeh. Osu lahad shonit b'guf ha-chitul l'tzorech hashlachato la'ashpa. That's your question. When you throw it out, the typical way to throw it out is to first tape it again, and then throw it out into the garbage can. That is his usa. That's forever. So how can he say in the previous page that there's not a problem of putting it on? Remember the previous page. One of the reasons he wants to say you can take the dirty diaper off the baby, one of his first halakhot, the Bi Halacha Shin Yudal Tzidches, Amish and Korea, the Chutim Shein and Derech the Tofrom, Lo Gazu, the Rabbon and Losom, Kevin Shein and Rodot Tfira. Here too, Ishad the Kriyazu, Hosh and a Derech the Tofrom. Even that's not true. The Derech is a Tofrom when you throw it out, in the normal way you throw it during the week. What's that? What? I'm saying, but if you go into Chumrah, and you can't do it, you're throwing it to the garbage, you can't turn around, it's all on the same page. The same page, Rebosa. How can I have both? It seems contradictory. You follow me? I think it's contradictory. If it prohibited throwing it to the garbage that way, based on the Rivash and the Rashi and Sugalam and Gimel, etc., etc. You can't say in the previous page there's nothing wrong with taking off the diaper, which is there for before Shabbos, on the grounds that you're not going to be told for it in the Derech Tovah. That's not true. You yourself said the Derech Tovah, and then you asked it. That's a big problem. That particular svar doesn't apply. But the two other svaras seem to be make along. The first we said before, or al pnei achavitz. You're allowed to rip off the, or what he calls it, psikas tolosh. We'll get to that expression, which I thought those two might be the same thing. Bottom line, he's matir. What you may not do is try to pull the diaper off whole from the baby. That's not a good idea, even during the witness. You should never try to do this. But then he said that you, and retrospectively, when you taught it before, it was there for forever. He said before, you can't have an Easter retroactively. Maybe he meant if you had in mind it from the very beginning. Maybe. Fine. What's the best kind? Velcro. Who's ever seen Velcro disposable diapers? I'm told that Costco sells them. What's the best kind? We said before, Velcro is head to go. Comes, goes, not fear, not fear. Velcro. So I recommend those who want to get out of all problems, buy Velcro.
Or cloth.
Huh?
Or cloth.
Cloth, how much work that is.
How does Velcro work?
Like it works on your sneakers. Like it works.
How does it work?
In general, how does Velcro work? We'll go on the internet. We'll tell you how Velcro works.
Microscopic
hooks. It's like a button. It's like hooks and a zillion buttons.
Little
tiny hooks. It's not considered correct. Everyone agrees it's not considered correct. But watch this now. This is amazing. Listen carefully. The problem is that some of these diapers, they say you can't even get started with it. Because when you buy the diaper, it comes on top. It's connected. You ever see those diapers? And you're not into the diaper business. Okay, huh? I'll be explaining to you.
You're going
to have.
You wear all these things.
And these are, I'm not sure these have this, but the one that I told you I was visiting someone last week with my Myra McCarver, he showed me his. It's a whole tumult. Before you get started, they're connected on top. So you have to open it before you open the adhesive. Just to make the diaper bigger, get on the baby's body, you gotta rip it open. So the answer to that question is, my left, I think, in the order, is found in Lamed Tes Melachos. Lamed Tomorrow to bring it in. He called up all the companies and he said, it was originally separate. When they fixed them in the factory, they got some heat sealed or something. It's not, if you open it for the first time, you're making a patish. No, it had been separated. But when they plunk them together in the factory, they almost inadvertently get pushed together with a little bit of heat sealing. They don't want to do it. It just happens by mistake or by accident. I have to remind me tomorrow to bring you the...
What?
It's a tiki. It's inadvertent. It's not done purposely. This would be a big problem. This question I asked me to some. I don't answer this question. Rabosai, some tissue boxes. This is a serious matter. Some tissue boxes, when you pull out a tissue, what happens? It's a little connected to the next tissue. Have you seen that? I need you to look up tomorrow to the internet. What happened over there? Was the pshat, those were never fully disconnected? That's what I'm afraid about.
The Kleenex were, sometimes if you pull very slowly, you can see it.
In other words, I want to know, is the pshat, they made 100 different pieces of paper, and then they, in putting and packaging them, they got heat sealed like the diapers. Well, no, it was one big roll of 100, and they started going like this. But when they go like this, they never completely sever them from each other. That makes a tremendous difference. Which one? The
so
first one is Buddha, the second one is us.
Some of it's on purpose, and you intentionally pull the next one out
by design.
No, I understand by design. But what's the, is the design they were reconnected, or design they were never detached in the first place?
So it depends on the brand. Sometimes
so I need to know. I have to know before the Shabbos.
I know for a fact that Kleenex is completely detached.
It was leave detached.
Rabbi said, no chumah bakhtinah. I think the ones in YU on Shabbos were like, it's a toilet paper, I think it's attached. Like, not the regular toilet paper, but tissues they have. I think they are attached to each other.
From the beginning? A new chumah, a new chumah with YU toilet paper, that's the tissues are detached. He's saying they were never detached.
I don't know if they were never detached. I don't know, they were never detached. If you look at them, like, at least some of them.
Well, you gotta get, gotta call the company.
Well, which ones? The one they put in for Shabbos?
Yeah.
They're not attached.
Yeah, they are.
I've opened a package and you could. They're just over each other like this.
I definitely pulled out ones that were attached.
I'm sure there are gonna be a few that weren't cut.
The question was, let's pretend they weren't cut. They were never cut, in which case it's a problem. So you shouldn't sever them on Shabbos either. Or if they were cut, just that they heat seal them and then whatever they package them. It's re-adhered, then it's mutters. You have to know the facts. They both say, the facts are critical. And now Rabbo say, tomorrow we're going to start the following Shia. Tomorrow. Which is, Rabbo say, listen very carefully. Can you use a Band-Aid? You should never need a Band-Aid in Shabbos or Yom Kippur or Sukkot. There's kind of a lot of days.
You're over on Shokin already.
What? Forget it,
you're over on Shokin already.
We'll talk about that. We'll stop here. We have Milka and...